I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, October 24th. Can we have a roll call, please?
Member Carroll.
Here.
Member Clinton. Member Fullerton. Member Shaler.
Present.
Member Whalen.
Here.
Vice Chair Smith.
Here.
Chair Branch.
Here.
Thank you.
All right, let's rise and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take you back to fourth grade. All right. We will go to our administrative agenda. And can I get somebody to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Good job, Linda.
I just want to commend the staff for doing a really fine and detailed job on some of the points in the minutes. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, review of agenda and projected agenda. Or did I miss planning director report? I did. Sorry.
Okay. So, good afternoon, Chair and members. So, two items to report today. One, you should have received an email regarding a volunteer appreciation reception, which is held November 2nd from 5 to 5:30 at the community center. And following that will be a city open house to display some projects that are going on in the city from various departments. So that'll be from 5:30 to 7:30, and there will be appetizers served. So we'll probably send you out another reminder email. And then we did have a historic preservation context statement community workshop last Wednesday. We have extra PowerPoints that were printed, so I'd like to just give that to you on your way out.
Cool. And then today's agenda?
Everything on the agenda stays unchanged.
Good. All right. Then we'll move to public comment, where the public has an opportunity to speak on something not on today's agenda by filling out a speaker slip. Anyone here to do so? Seeing none, we'll move to, I guess, only the design review calendar this week. And we'll start with item E1. Linda?
Item E1 is the Bartlett Building Facade Improvements located at 5940 Kelly Riel, APN 069110045, case number 17096 DRB.
Has everybody visited the site?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Same?
did not revisit the site, but very familiar with it, and no ex parte.
No additional site visit, no ex parte conversations.
All right.
So, good afternoon. Today we're here before you for the Bartlett Building facade improvement revisions. The project was approved at the March, or previous project was approved at the March 28th hearing. Since then and during the construction process, the applicant has made changes to the design of the building, which I will hand over to the applicant to walk you through. And I'm here if you have any questions, and I do have copies of the original plans if you would like to take a look at those as well.
Okay, thank you. Dale?
This is Mr. Bob Bartlett, the owner of the building here. And the changes we've made to the building, we feel are minimal, and also they're cost-cutting measures because of some work that we did on the roof, which entailed a bit more work than and cost than we expected to go through. We kept basically the same look and style of the building. There's a few elements that we did not add, and those were on the front of the building, which was a the first one was a false front on the building, which consisted of columns and just a truss, an exposed truss on the very front, right in this area right there. And also along the very front of the building, underneath the windows, there was intended to be wood, vertical wood, V-grooved. In lieu of that, we painted those elements. All the colors were the same. We stayed in the same style of the building. Additionally, on this area right here, that was intended to be a metal, vertical metal siding, which was brick to begin with. And what we did is we plastered over it and then continued the cap around the top of the building as it goes around the rest of the building. The colors that were intended to be for the metal are still the same colors in stucco and plaster. The metal roof is still there, and the windows we did not change out. The only windows that we did add are these windows here on the side, and those are the only things added, as well as one additional light, I believe, is on the back side of the building. This right here will have the building is not done yet. We were still intending to put the wood there and the metal canopy that is in the original design. This, all these elements are still intended to go back in. And on this drawing here, this is the element that was taken out in terms of metal to plaster and this design right here. The wood behind here will still go in, and we eliminated the wood along the base.
So your intent is to do the wood that's here along this facade?
Correct. Right now that is the original plywood sheathing. We just painted it just so it didn't look tattery. But it will go in as a vertical V-groove siding.
And so you're going to do wood on the side here.
Correct. And wood.
Then what happens underneath?
Underneath, we were planning to leave that, just the brick, painted brick.
No, I mean the soffit.
It's underneath. Plaster. It always has been plaster. We never intended to touch that.
Okay. Leave the columns brick because they're engaged.
Exactly. Okay. Original construction.
Okay. All right.
On that facade, all the windows are existing, the doors are existing.
All right, I guess we should see the drawings of that.
What I have here is the building, how it originally began. in how it was transformed.
Okay.
Both the front and the side. This is the element intended to have the vertical, and then we once again plastered it and added and continued the cap that is on the back side of the building around the front.
Okay.
Then at the rear of the building, we are still intending to put the metal canopies as well as the vertical wood siding around the exiting doors. And this side here had very little change other than taking the wood.
Okay. You do have the canopy, okay?
Yes.
Okay. How about we combine questions and comments? This is kind of straightforward. We can tie into each other. So, Dennis, you want to start?
No questions or comments. Just one thought that I think all the proposed changes are in keeping with the original design intent.
Aaron?
So, question. This post goes away, is that correct?
Yes, it does.
So it's just cantilevered?
It has always been cantilevered, right. And we just threw that in there just to add an element. Structurally, it didn't do anything. It actually is quite a cost to put that little element in there.
Okay. I guess I'm okay with it. I like the original design better, but
Tom?
Thanks, Chair. I've got no questions, and I think this is appropriate to the design of the building, so I don't have a problem with it.
Thank you.
Okay. Bill?
Thank you, Chair. So this has already been seen by us previous iteration. It would have been helpful. I guess I could have looked at the tape to have had the notes from that, the comments from that, to see what people thought about the previous. It's unfortunate that some of the features are having to be value engineered out of the project. I think it made for a better look. Nonetheless, I think what's being proposed today are acceptable, and I'd be able to support this.
I feel the same. I mean, yeah, was that better? Yeah, but when things cost, have to be cut back because of cost, that happens. That's not something we have control over. So, I'm good with what you guys are proposing. So, somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that the project be approved with these revisions as proposed.
Would that be with findings?
Yes, that would be with findings of staff as detailed.
Can I get a second?
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Dale.
Thank you, Joe.
Mr. Pearson, you already have a tenant in there. Is the tenant in there?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are. I saw the sign.
Yeah, they're doing real well.
Okay.
This one, the sign turned out real nice. They just put a couple small spotlights on it. I made it there. They're local.
You ready for this?
Okay. Next item.
Item E2 is McDonald's site improvements located at 146 South Fairview Avenue, APN 071, 051, 025, and 016, case number 16063 DRB.
I've got a set too, actually. It's a little bit more clear. It's just this one's folded. Do you want to use it then?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, members. So this project is back before you. You might recall seeing this at conceptual review a couple different times, originally with some facade improvements and now without the facade improvements. What's moving forward is the existing drive-through with an added point of sale, and then a small addition just beyond the two order points for a cashier addition to create some more queuing in the drive-through. And then some relocation of drive aisles and some additional relocation and removal of a few parking spots, and then some additional landscaping. So I put on the staff report some of the comments from the last meeting, which was July 11th, 2017, when we saw this last. So you guys can look over those as you consider the existing plans in front of you here. And then I also, if we get this far, I also included the DRB findings if we get to that point, just to make sure any motion is related to those required findings. I can answer any questions, otherwise I can let the applicant
prepare. Floor is yours.
Sure. Hello. So as Brian mentioned, this is
introduce yourself for the record.
Oh, sorry. My name is Toby. I'm with Design UA, the architecture company.
Okay.
So as Brian was saying, this is a proposal of a McDonald's drive-thru lane, an additional lane to facilitate an efficient ordering process. So we're proposing to regrade the area, of course. This is the demolition site plan showing areas that are being demolished. And this is the proposed site plan showing the additional lane. We can skip that. Roof plan we can skip. And this is the proposed elevations. We have a colored version. And basically, the materials, the roofing materials, and the colors are going to match the existing conditions. This shows the new cashier booth window. And the landscape plan, irrigation plan. And I believe from the last review board, we were not representing the landscape correctly, so we addressed that.
Oh, in terms of the existing trees?
Exactly.
And then also along the northern property line, that planter area around the existing tree was enlarged in a bit.
Right.
The one up here?
Right here.
Yeah. Just for reference, the site is well overparked. I believe by ordinance it would only require 12, if I'm recalling that correctly, 12 spaces. So even with a few spaces being removed here with this, it's still well overparked. Also, one point for processing. This is a director level decision, so it's a development plan amendment and conditional use permit amendment, and the director is scheduled to make that decision at 5 o'clock this Thursday. So your action will be today will be updated to the director.
Okay, great. Why don't we start this way? Bill, do you have any questions and comments?
Site visit, no ex parte.
I meant after you give me the declarations.
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
Same to that.
Same for me.
And the same here.
Thank you, sir. Now, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair. Question for SAP. You mentioned the CUP. Is that related to it being a drive-through?
It's interesting. So the CUP amendment, the rear parking lot is actually on a separate parcel. Maybe we can pull up the plan that shows
sure.
that. So back in the
right here it does.
60s, I believe it was, or mid-70s, the county had approved a CUP for that lot, for a parking lot. The development plan amendment has to do with the original, it's amending the original permit for the restaurant / drive-through. So the CUP is actually only for the rear parking lot adjustments, which includes some minor landscaping and relocating of that drive aisle there.
Thank you for explaining that. I guess my other question then would be for the applicant, going back to the DRB comments where it asked to add an additional shade tree complementary to the rear parking area. Can you show where that's located now on
yes,
the plan?
Yes, sure, please. So if you go to the landscape plan.
Compared to what's in place right now.
Right, so the darker shaded trees are the proposed trees, so that facilitates these parking spaces right there. Yeah.
As I recall my comments, I thought that I was referring to a lack of shade tree in the extreme northeast corner of the parking lot back there. Much of the open space back there is very inviting, particularly on a hot day, but that area back there is lacking shade.
Right.
And that's what I was referring to, not the ones that you were referring to there, but actually further back up into the corner up there. And just, I didn't see that on the new plans, and that's what I had referred to as I thought would be a nice addition for the shade of the entire parking lot. That was one area that wasn't attended to.
Right, you're referring to this area right here?
Yes.
Yeah. So the existing tree there, it's pretty big. The canopy is pretty wide, I think over 20 feet. So I think that should be sufficient.
While you're on this sheet, could you just walk us through the trees, new and existing?
Sure, yeah. So this one is existing. Existing.
Yeah, what are they?
I believe they're camphor trees.
Okay. All of them?
Yeah, the majority of them, yes.
Even that one?
You know, that one I think we were unable to identify, but I know these one was the bigger canopies are the camphor trees.
Okay. And in the front?
Yeah, the front are also camphor trees.
I don't recall that name.
Is that another word for sycamore? Because those look like sycamore trees back
like
there.
Cinnamomum camphora.
They're completely different.
Yep.
Is that?
That's it, thanks.
Okay. Tom?
I don't not having the previous plan with me, my memory may be a bit fuzzy. But it seems to me that wasn't there on the previous iterations a tree here?
Correct.
Okay. So when the comments say add an additional shade tree complementary to the rear parking area, what is the tree that was added?
It's this tree right here.
Now, I just pointed there. I said, wasn't this the one that was there on the previous iteration?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant it was not there. There was not a tree there.
Is that your recollection?
I don't recall, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Outside of that, one of the other comments was consider additional landscaping in the front.
Correct.
And do you have a response for that?
Yes, we provided landscaping in this area right here. It used to be parking.
Okay. Do we have any indication of what that landscaping is?
That's going to be a new tree as well.
Pardon me?
There's going to be a new tree there.
Okay. Well, I usually when someone has a landscaping plan, there's a legend there that says, you know, and if it's landscaping, it's more than just a tree. There's like ground cover or something.
Right, with some mulch.
Now, I'm not a landscape architect. I'll leave that to my colleagues, especially Mr. Carroll here. By just kind of going through this list and just seeing that were they addressed or not. And then consider larger planting area than our site. You've already shown that. This area here is going to become bigger. I see. Okay. All right. No questions then.
Okay. Any comments about the addition or the architectural stuff? You.
Sorry about that. I thought we were starting again from one side.
No, I was combining both the questions and comments.
Yeah, I see. No, this has been consistent with what we've been seeing before, and I'm totally good with the extra window and the whole rationale behind it.
Okay.
I'm good with this.
Okay. Aaron, you wanna add anything?
Question, do you have a materials colors board for the building?
For the building, I hope we called out the color, but you know, for what it's worth, it's just going to match the existing materials.
So you don't have colors, paint colors selected yet? Or is it just matching existing
it's
colors?
It's just to match the existing, yeah. It was kind of tough to...
The roofing will match and
everything matches.
Everything matches.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And then on the landscape plan, it's just a bit. It's just a little hard to read some things. Like
sure.
Tom pointed out, we don't know what you're proposing for new plantings at the front, except for a tree there. You know, if this is camphor tree, that tree needs at least 8 feet. Long term, the trunks themselves can get 4 feet wide.
Right,
they get huge. They're beautiful trees, but they need 7-8 feet of planter. So I don't know if you've got that there. And then the property line's back here, right, somewhere. So what's the condition between this back curb and the property line?
What are the existing conditions?
Is this existing landscaping, or is there a fence here, or what?
Isn't there like a lane back there? I forget.
Well, it just circulates around the back.
Okay.
But yeah, there's just a fence between the neighboring property.
I was thinking about some other location.
Is the fence on the property line? The existing fence?
That I do not know.
I believe it is. I'm not sure if it's been surveyed specifically.
Yeah, it's shown on this plan, so looks like there's a fair amount of landscape area.
On this?
Back there. So like Member Sheeler was saying, you could get a tree maybe over there.
And
want to know what you're doing with the landscaping back here.
Okay, like add some ground cover?
Yeah, just, what's going on there? Maybe there's existing landscaping. So,
sure.
So just more detail on the landscape
okay.
plan.
Dennis?
Question for staff. I think this is the third time that we've seen this. The architecture hasn't changed, has it, from the last time?
Correct. Yeah, the change of... the facade improvements went away between the first and second iteration.
Right.
Yeah.
But the additional cashier, that hasn't changed.
That's correct. Yeah,
okay.
The square footage for the cashier was the same throughout. Yeah.
I really have no comments other than it's a little frustrating in that there's some the detail of the planting plan is missing, species of tree and where they're going, and in response to the previous DRC. For the information really isn't included on the drawings. That being said, I'm comfortable with the proposal as is.
I guess I would echo Dennis's comments. I don't have any problem with the architecture. Kind of seems like the opportunity for getting some and getting the most of, that we can out of the landscaping of this is kind of upon us. So it would be great to be able to do that. But I don't have a problem with what's being proposed at all. So, well, that said, someone want to take a stab at a motion?
Prior to that, one option would be, depending on how you feel about the landscaping, one option would be to have staff work with a designated board member to ensure that landscaping was details were put into the plan, just as an option.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to do that? That way you get to say your landscaping desires in your motion.
So are we approving with the condition that
the landscaping is reviewed via email with me? Is that okay? I will make that motion then, and I'll give some comments on the landscaping. To call out species of all new and existing landscaping and show the property lines on the landscape plan and the condition along those property lines, fences, walls, etc. One other comment I had. It's a little unclear what's landscaped and what's not in this area here. It looks like that's...
Yeah, that's just concrete paving. There or something. Sure.
And then on the irrigation plan, show water use calculations.
Got it.
And
if the maker of the motion can reference the findings in his motion as well, please.
Quality architecture and design. Where are the findings?
In the back of that.
There we are. I haven't made the landscape design findings yet, but that'll be coming back. Neighborhood compatibility and zoning.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Aye. Motion carries. So when you get that info on your landscape plan, sure, send that in, then they'll forward it to Aaron to take a look at it.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thanks,
Brad.
Well, now what? For the next item?
What I would suggest is that we can have staff report and give some background context, and then hopefully the applicant will show up. And if not, then we may need to take a break.
All right. Well.
Okay. Item E3 is Robin Hill Building and Site Improvements, located at 130 and 132 Robin Hill Road, APN 073-050-015, case number 17-117-DRB.
And I see the applicant just parking right now, so. No, he's not running.
He's melting.
Nobody's running out there today. Site declarations?
Site visit, no ex parte.
No additional site visits, no ex parte.
No additional site visits or ex parte for me as well.
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
Same for me.
Yes,
all right.
No site visit, no ex parte.
I didn't see. Just like we planned it. Okay, I'll get started. So this one you may have remembered seeing before as well, a couple different times.
The Planning Commission has, on May 22nd of this year, approved a final MND and a development plan revision for the project here, which involves a couple additions to existing buildings and then a new small accessory type building. Then some rerouting of the parking lot, drive aisles, new landscaping, and a bit of grading to accomplish this. So, DRB comments from conceptual review. Conceptual review was on September 22nd, 2015, so it's been a little while. But I put some notes on here on the staff report of some of the comments that you had back then. The final mitigated negative declaration had a specific mitigation measure in it that was specifically related to the design review board. And it stated that the DRB should consider the international style of the front building, the architectural style of the front building, to ensure that the addition does not detract from the building's locally unique architectural style. So that's a specific a mitigation measure and condition of approval that was put in place by the Planning Commission that I would like to see the board make specific comment on today, but of course in conjunction with the entire project as well. And then also on this one, I attached the, if we get this far, some DRB findings, an example finding worksheet for any potential motion we might have. And with that, I can hand it over to Paul. Hi, Paul.
This is your point.
Hey, how's it going? So we, in our journey to get to this point, found out that we wanted to minimize the amount of grading work we did in the front third of the property because it's potentially a archaeologically sensitive area.
You mean the south or the west?
Which way is north? It would be the west. Over here. So from about here over is archaeologically sensitive based on the previous grading patterns, and from here back it had previously been scraped below grade and cleared off, and this part had fill on it. So we have moved the trash enclosures and changed the type of base we have on the site lighting and eliminated the element over here, which was also a comment that I think you guys had. We had another element on the building here on the west elevation. And so we're just going back to leaving this front side looking exactly like it does, just with the addition of the solar panels and the green screen to provide a little bit of shade for the building to reduce the solar gain. We are proposing changing out the glass. Just all the same color, low E. We're not going to do anything fancy with different colors like we were doing at one time. Just keep it simple. The back buildings are pretty much the same that you had seen previously, and there didn't seem to be any issues with that. I don't recall at the time. We took all the crazy stuff off the roof. We had all kinds of canvas screens and bocce courts and whatnot going up there, but this thing just took so long, all the fun stuff has been taken out of the project. This is just really simply an elevator core to have a functioning elevator shaft. I think the comments about adding some glass where this element intersects with the new building were a good one, and we did put some glass that's running in on this west side. However, on the east side, we have the elevator shaft and some other stuff, so we couldn't really do it, but I don't think that many people will see that side as much as they would see it as they approach it from the street. We've worked with Brighton Solar to get a really cool solar panel. The kind of solar panel we're using is the kind that they used on the Academy of Sciences up in San Francisco, so it's like silicone wafer, little square wafers about that big, sandwiched between two pieces of glass with no frame on the edge. It has four holes per panel, so we made a racking system that's just going to get welded right onto the existing I-beam supports that are running up the building. And we're going to attach those things so that all those frameless glass panels can be up on the upper level to provide shade. Let me see here. is the whole sight lining and photometrics. Here's the sight lining plan. We're putting new standards out there, and we have different footings depending on the conditions. Here's the photometrics, using all LED, of course, for that. So similar to what we had before. A slight movement of a couple of fixtures out of particularly sensitive areas, but similar landscape plan. We're leaving a lot of trees up here. We had been replacing a lot of the trees, but found out that any digging up there could potentially be bad for us and needs to have extensive monitoring. So we're leaving a lot of the existing trees along the street frontage, which is also good. You know, keep that existing canopy in place.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So most of these guys are the existing trees. I think we're going to replace all of those before, but now we're just going to leave them.
So here's the architectural.
Okay. There we go. So here's the plan of the front building, pretty much just putting in this element here. There's a stairway that goes up to the second floor. Second floor cantilevers over, so this is actually the existing floor line. So the stair would go up to that and come up this elevator, a little landing getting added there to come up into it. This is a glass door that goes out to the side there, and there's a ramp that comes up the side to get in there. And then we're running this up high enough to cover the height of the elevator shaft, which has to go up above the roof a little bit. It's also going to provide screening for the mechanical unit that's going to be on the roof to serve that little area. And then we're having the green screen. These little things here are green screen that are coming down and getting bolted to the side of the podium that the building sets on. And then we're going to plant some plants that can grow up on these and then grow around the lower level to shade the lower level. So we're hoping that if we're able to do that and replace the glass with low-E glazing, the tenants won't have the inclination to want to cover up the outside of the building with black fabric or other kind of sun control measures, tint the glazing black, things like that, that aren't really serving the interior temperature issues of the building very well. In its current state, the building is like a black box. It just really gets hot and cooked inside. So we're hoping to alleviate that. We're going to be doing some work on the central plant that's up on the roof, too, to make it way more energy efficient. And the goal of the project is to add enough solar panels around the perimeter and some additional ones on the roof, and to redo the central mechanical plant that has a lot of room for increased efficiency. And as we go through the building, and I don't know if any of you have been in to the cube space on the second floor on this end of the building, but we just basically ripped out the typical interior that's not unlike this room, only lower, and tore all the ceilings out and went with an exposed structure, and the structure is actually really cool. Has a corrugated deck that's not square but rounded on top of some open web steel joists, and ran exposed ductwork in there, LED lighting, and we think that we can drop the electrical load for the whole building by 50% by redoing the mechanical and redoing the lighting, and then we think we can pick up the power generation for 50% by adding solar panels on the roof plus these solar panels around the edge. So that's the plan. Here's the edge solar panels that we'd be installing all around the perimeter. And again, this is the way that the project would look.
If you could remind the DRB, Paul, so that center column or center screening area, that's where the existing plant is, correct? So that's an existing appendage.
Oh, yeah,
on the
up
roof.
Here, this is an existing kind of roof room. Mm-hmm. You guys are way ahead of schedule. This is Luis from my office.
Hey, Luis.
Hello, Scott.
So that's the west elevation where we have a little bit of planting climbing up onto the first story green screen horizontal trellis, And then on the side here, we have the plants that are able to come up, and then they'll be able to grow across this horizontal green screen that we have sticking out around the edge there. And you can't really see it very well in these drawings, but I think on that perspective, there's glass here and a door beyond right there. So this is all glass, two stories to match. So we have a glass-to-glass connection on this side. Let's see if I can find that. Maybe we didn't bring those. Do we bring those perspectives? Maybe not. Yeah, we didn't bring them. But at any rate, if you can imagine, the screen wasn't here in the foreground. The glass goes up to the second floor so that it lines up with the glazing on the second floor. There's glass all the way down there, and there's a man door down here at the first floor that's also glass. So the stairs coming up this way and coming up to land right up on the edge of that second floor deck right there. So there'll be light coming in on the second floor into that same space.
Mm-hmm.
Here's pictures of the existing. So you can see with trying to solve the problems of heat gain, they put a black film over the existing clear glass, which just results in the glass heating up. And probably cuts out a little bit of solar gain, but that solar gain is absorbed by the glass, which becomes like a little heating element on every room. So it's surprisingly uncomfortable on a 70-degree day inside the building. Today I can't imagine what it's going to be like in there. You know, if you're sitting next to something that's about 180 degrees at your desk going, gosh, how come this air conditioning isn't working? But I'm glad to say I think that with the changes that we're proposing to this structure anyway, we're going to be able to maintain the awesome views that this building has out of the building from the interior and increase the comfort extremely for the people that are in there, kind of preserving the way it should have been. At the same time, making it so that you can see a little bit more into the building from the outside, so it's going to blur the inside to the outside a little bit from how it probably was intended to be, actually. And the back building is also very similar. We're just kind of doing a facelift on that one edge. If you recall, this part had a roof that slopes down into some planters that were supported on a framework. This has kind of a new entry element, bolted some green screen to the existing block building. This has a dirt roof over this particle accelerator portion of the building that we'll be planting out as well, just not be using it as actively. So here is the roof plan. We found a prefab planter box that we're working with the structural guy to make a kind of freestanding framework to support that. And MAPE awning down over on this end. So this is the construction documents of this new wall with the MAPE awning over here, this new element over here, bolting some green screen on over here to soften that portion. And then building this element. This is the existing wall here with the this going down into these planter boxes that are running along here with some plants in it.
Are those intended for multiple tenants back there?
Yeah, it had been leased by one company. They moved out about 2 years ago, and I think currently it's leased to a couple of different companies. I'm not sure if it's completely leased out. But yeah, the intention is that it's more than one tenant.
Mm-hmm.
So this obviously is a sign for somebody at some point, and they could have a sign over here and a sign over there if they had three, you know, but there would be the possibility for at least three entrances.
Okay.
And that's kind of the, just for reference, the colored elevation of that one, which is super similar to what you guys saw 2 years ago. And then we have all the sections on this and everything. Detailing. And there's the other building, which is this little little building that is basically a garage and office. And so it's got these little bays where they could pull a little vehicle in here to work on it. And they have a little office with an ADA restroom. And this, again, is super similar to what you saw before, which is just this little building like this made out of block. It's in the floodplain, so it's going to have active floodproofing on it, floodgates going across all the openings in the event of flood. Because it has an anomaly of being located in a floodplain, but not having the option to raise the floodplain by raising the elevation of the ground where the building is, because then it's just going to raise the water level someplace else. So we're going to build it in place and floodproof it with floodgates. And we'll also have that on the elevator lobby portion of the other building, because it's also, I think, 12 or 18 inches into the floodplain, so that's going to have floodgates as well, just on the addition portion of the building in compliance with the city's interpretation of the FEMA guideline for building in the floodplain.
Got it. Okay.
And that's about it. We have color boards or material boards, which are super similar to what you guys looked at 2 years ago as well.
Okay. All those are the same?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, questions from the board? Let's keep combining questions and comments. Bill, do you have anything?
Thank you, Chair. I think I got a couple of questions. Just want to commend you for incorporating solar into your project to start out with. As we potentially move towards a microgrid, looking for places that can really host significant solar arrays, it becomes important. And so my question is there additional solar capacity that you could do in addition to just doing the skirting of the roof and some on top?
I think, we could. The only other option would be to start putting it on the roof of the one that has the dirt on the roof. But we have a large area on the main building, and there's a phase two, which we don't need your approval for, to put solar completely on that roof. So we were going to pursue an independent permit because it's a little bit fast-tracked if it's not tied into the development plan. But all of the perimeter stuff is what we're going to be putting on as part of this, but then we're planning on putting it on the main roof as well.
Because it's perimeter stuff, did it have to go through DRB, or could you have just done that anyway?
We could have if it hadn't been tied to the overall look, and we just wanted to show you guys and give you the opportunity to comment on it. And I think initially we weren't using the nicer-looking panels. We were going with the kind that has a little aluminum frame around the edge, and they were like black on the bottom and black on the top. But I think this type is, it doesn't make a complete shadow because it blocks out 85% of the sunlight coming through, but I think it's going to work effectively with low-E glass. It'll be way better looking. It'll look really high-tech, so excited about the way the whole thing's going to look. I think with the frameless glass panels up there, it's going to be more compatible with the existing design of the building, I think, than having an opaque bunch of panels around the edge.
And you just said one of the things that's important is compatibility with the existing building, because it is kind of a special building, in my opinion, and that style, I think, really fits in that area. That it is an eclectic area, and I think one thing that really works for the whole front of the building is the skyline trees. So I implore you to keep as many of those skyline trees in front as you possibly can. I think that really adds to the openness of the other buildings that surround you. You're kind of like an open transition in between. As far as the elevator addition, I'm interested to hear what the other architects and other people on the board. To me, when I'm looking at it, straight on, and maybe I'm not getting a good perspective of it, but to me it sort of still looks like an add-on, and I don't know if it enhances what currently exists. I understand it's an important part of the functionality of your building. I don't know if there's any other looks that can be explored that maybe are more compatible. I could be wrong, but thank you.
Tom?
No questions, Chair. I like the way this is looking. I especially like your response about the solar panels and all that, especially with the style you have that you're picking is with the thinness, and it has a more high-tech look to it, and that fits right in with this building. And as far as the elevator addition on the front, I actually don't have a problem with it. I know it is different from the rest of the facade, but this has been done with other international style buildings, I think, successfully, like the old Delco building. And I think that works well here because you, instead of just being a big block, it's kind of like hollowed out because of the glass in there. And so that, I feel that helps tie it in with the rest of it. So I like this.
Great. Aaron?
The only question I had is, maybe my memory serves me incorrect, but I remember you had some scheme with the glass before.
Yeah, we were going to try to have three different colors, not really three different colors, but three different reflective qualities on the glass and have them all kind of random pattern, where they were darker at the corners and lighter in the middle and then around the corner, but it just seemed like there was not really consensus here, and I'd be coming back a million times with glass samples. And the owner just said, well, let's just keep it simple maybe and just leave the building the way it was.
Fair enough.
But we did have a lot of discussion about that, but it's not really one we wanted. It would have been cool, but
yeah,
nothing really that anyone felt that strongly about. And we did have concerns about it matching color from the inside, so that when you're looking out, it's really difficult. The little samples we had that were one by one look like they match, but maybe when you see it on a bigger scale from a bigger distance, it might not be so much the same, and then it'd be like a little patchy looking from the inside, which we also didn't want, because there's really great views of the mountains and views out over the, now of the new hotel, I guess. I haven't been up there looking that way since that thing got built, but out to the west, there's some nice views of the sunset and whatnot.
As far as comments, I think everything looks good. Landscape, architecture, everything. So I don't have any. I'm good with it.
Dennis?
Yes, I'm pleased to see the reduction in what you're doing to the building. I was one of the commentors that I thought the building needed a very light touch. I think you're headed in that direction. However, in the submission, there's very little information on what you're doing, and really what we're looking at is 130 Robin Hill, right? We're not
it's all
really,
three.
Nothing has changed on the other building. It's
right.
All the larger building mm-hmm. on 130. It would have been helpful to see some building sections, Paul, or a detail of the trellis, because that's really the major element here are these trellises, and I can't really understand what they are, but a more specific question. So the first floor is smaller than the second floor, right? The second floor has a larger footprint. Am I correct in that?
Let me go look at the plan here.
That is, the second floor overhangs the first floor on all four sides, right?
Yeah.
So what is the trellis? What does the trellis between the first and the second floor do?
They don't touch. So the lower level overhangs 6 feet, and it's this green screen material, like this three-dimensional kind of grid work to be a horizontal plane and these vertical planes. So this vertical plane is set in about 30 inches from the edge so that plants can grow up and then grow horizontal across this plane. And it's held up with some beams that are coming off of here, like outriggers, and it's like spanning out there without any support at the bottom. And these things aren't really supporting it. Really just a ladder for something to climb up on. And at the higher level, this is sticking out 6 feet as well, where the solar panels are. And it has no columns coming down, but outriggers that are welded horizontally right off of that I-beam. And then there's two tube steels. Are they 3-inch?
Yes.
3-inch tube steels that run horizontal that are spaced for the holes on the panel. So there'll be an outrigger here and an outrigger there, and only two little pieces of 3-inch tube steel running between it that the panels sit on.
Yes. So there's no plant material.
Not on the upper level.
For the upper one. So the lower one is really more an amenity. It's not really, since that first floor is shaded by the second floor, it's not really.
At like the 10 o'clock, this will be shading the first floor. I think the first floor takes a little bit of sun.
A little bit, okay.
At like maybe 10, 9 o'clock. So it's going to increase the throw of the overhang by 6 feet on the first floor. Right. On the south side, it has like maybe a 4-foot overhang, and then goes up, comes out, and the glass goes up. But we're going to get it a full 10-foot overhang there so that that kind of mid-morning, mid-afternoon sun isn't blasting those guys.
Well, I think these are both very sort of light touches to that the building can readily accept. And to answer Member Sheeler's comments, I think the elevator tower does stand out. It's clear, different from the building. It's clear what's an addition and what is the original, and I think that's important on this building. But to reiterate, it's difficult to understand what's proposed. From all the paper we got, there's really only two or three sheets on the building, and it doesn't really detail what you're proposing. You've done a good job of explaining it to us, and I thank you for that. But
Well, this is the one that I thought you guys might have more comments on, so the structural engineering is waiting for your verdict so that we can finish it up, as opposed to doing it all and coming in here and telling us you want something completely different. But I figured the other ones were locked in stone, and we were hoping we could get those under construction, but then we found we have to get the whole package approved by the DRB before we can get our zoning clearance. So,
Karis, do you have any questions or comments?
No, okay. I think it looks great.
Okay. I guess I would agree. I don't have any issues with it. I like it now that it doesn't have the glazing differences that it had before.
And it's nicer without the thing in the front, you know. I think
it actually is.
That was a thing. The guy wanted to have a roof garden somewhere. When you looked out, you're looking over a roof garden. But really, kind of unnecessary.
Yeah, no, it's
just keep it simple. I think it will lend itself to the elegance, the natural elegance that the building could have if it were more transparent.
It's fine. I don't have any issue with that. Can somebody make a motion for this if desired?
I will. I would like to make a motion for design review approval for this project. And with that approval, I would amend the findings that were given to us as well. Size, bulk, and scale, orientation, et cetera, makes it fit well with neighborhood compatibility. The selection of the materials and the light touches that the applicant used means that this is this maintains its quality of architectural design. The quality of the landscape design is improved because they're maintaining that area up in the front that has archaeological concerns. So they're going to be maintaining the existing trees across there. And it totally conforms and fits with everything dealing with zoning.
I'll second that. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Madam Secretary, you want to read the next item?
Item E4 is the Fuel Depot architectural change. Located at 180 North Fairview Avenue, APN 069110054, case number 15063 DRB.
And I'm going to have to recuse myself from projects in my office.
And I will be recusing myself as well because I did landscape plan.
Good afternoon, Board. This project was last seen before DRB for conceptual review on August 8th, and the Board provided comments at that time regarding the proposed architectural style changes, and I have copies of the comments if you need them. Generally, the Board was fine with the new modern contemporary style, and now I'll let the architect walk you through the changes they've made in response to those comments.
Tracy Brunell, the architect for the project. It's John Price, the owner, and Aaron Carroll, the landscape architect. So I will go ahead and just do that, go through the comments. The first three comments were positive. The design review board is fine with the contemporary style. The angled building with the glass design is interesting. And they understand the need for the glass for visibility and for the more contemporary dynamic style. And there was some discussion about the canopy over the pumps out front and the desire to maybe change that and have it be something that was more compatible with the building. And we went through an analysis of what's going on with that in the real world and structurally, and you know, it's a real problem with these old places that was built in 1962, and if we even touch it, we're digging the whole thing up, new footings, all of it. So what we've done, and we're hoping you will do, is embrace it as an element, and we're going to go ahead and skin it over with a smooth vinyl type surface and try and turn it into basically like an abstract kind of art element that is contrasting with the building, admittedly, but I think could be kind of a cool piece out in front that will move across the building as you drive by and see it. And so that's kind of the solution that we've come up with, that is to lighten it up, help it go away, not be a heavy color, and to put a material on it that will make it sort of smooth and try to make it more monolithic rather than seeing rivets and all this stuff that you see with those, so that it'll be, like I said, a piece of art. We've got a couple different angles here of views of the building which were asked for. Previously, we had had a colored battered wainscot at the base of the building, which we've taken off. I think that was a good comment from the board. That was kind of left over from the previous design, which was more Spanish in nature. Then there was a question about the roof height being compatible, which I think it is. We've got a study here, but I'm going to kind of finish the comments on what we've changed before I go through that. There was, I'm going to flip to the elevation sheets here. So there was some question before, if you may remember, this mechanical element was square. It came over the ridge, and there was some concern about that not being really in keeping. So what we've done is come up with something that's angular, follows the direction of the ridge. It's got a height change that goes with it. And I actually think, again, it's becoming more of an art form rather than a utilitarian piece that wasn't really addressed. The trash enclosure, we've done something simple with that, where we're just going to put an angled roof over it that's steel, and we're going to have a like a steel gate, and it'll all be this kind of darker color, sort of the cool dark bronze we have on the sheet here. We did increase the dimensions of the roof overhang as much as we could coming out at the big high angle there. We don't have a dimension on there now, but I think it's like 7 feet or something. Let's see if there are any other comments here. Oh, yeah, that's good, good contrast. So I think that's really, in terms of architecture, was all the comments. You can, I'm not going to turn this over because I won't be able to read any of the numbers, but this is an analysis of the buildings in the area. And the height on our highest peak is 26 feet. Our low eave, which runs all the way across here and across here, is 13.6, I think. And so the building next door has a parapet at 17.7. Of course, when you get across the street, you've got some pretty tall stuff around the movie theater areas, a 21-foot parapet, a 33-foot gable, 31-foot gable, 26-foot parapet, et cetera. Across the street in this residential, there's a 23-foot 10-inch gable. There's a ridge on this building back here that's almost 20 feet. Got a facade on the Taco Bell that's up at 20 feet. So it seems fairly compatible to me, especially given that it's just the one little peak that's at that height, and the majority of the building, especially on the residential side, is down at 13.6. We've got a color. Color board here. So we're doing a cool zinc gray roof. We've got this storefront material, which will be the dark bronze. Got kind of a series of stucco colors going on the building. Like I said, the canopy and the posts will be white, and then the trash enclosure has this gray, or the bronze on the gate and the posts. So I think that's it.
Sample with us.
Oh, right. Last but not least, a sample of the glass we're going to use. Really, there's kind of two options, either a blue or a green, and given John's color scheme for his business, we went with the blue. And we're working with a glass guy to find ways to control the heat gain as much as possible, and, of course, also with the subcontractor doing the mechanical system. That'll be how we're going to work with it. I was thinking about the previous project and the amount of glass on that. I thought, well, we got nothing compared to that.
Okay, so I think we'll do like we've been going with comments and questions both. Oh, first, declarations.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No additional site visit or parte discussions.
No additional site visit, no ex parte conversations.
Bill, would you like to start?
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that. Going back to the comments that have been made previously that are provided, and thank you for providing, staff for providing those comments. There was a couple that I missed it, I'm not sure. You addressed all the other ones, but this one said to study if photovoltaics are feasible.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I think I did skip over that. The problem is, of course, the roof slopes so down to the north.
Yes.
So, yeah, the building is uniquely unsuited to have photovoltaics on it, unfortunately.
Thanks for providing the heights of the surrounding buildings. I thought that was a good presentation. Also, one of the other comments was illuminated advertising signage located inside the building. You've got a lot of glass out there in front, and it can sort of look elegant, but that could be detracted with inappropriate lighting or significant numbers of small neon signs. I know it's an interior issue, but with nice interior lighting, you could create kind of a warm feeling in the evenings emanating from that point of view, and the way that it angles itself out towards the community would be kind of potentially a nice touch. So maybe just consider keeping it that way if at all possible. I'll just go back to the comments then. It's unfortunate that you can't do something about the canopy, because if you could have, that would have been made for an extremely interesting project. Understanding what you've got, I understand that's you're doing the best you can with what you got, and I thought that was creative and imaginative, and I hope that will be successful.
Thank you. Dennis?
I think you've responded admirably to the comments of the committee. A question: are the roof apertures, the mechanical apertures, are those both plaster, not metal? clad.
Plaster.
They're
yes.
both plaster.
Yes.
Some sort of cap, or is there some?
Yeah, I think had anticipated doing a sheet metal cap, although it would probably be better to on this building to hide the waterproofing underneath and let the plaster come up.
Something
over.
Like that. My experience with plaster walls like this, they become quite discolored without any sort of sheet metal. And how about the soffit, the underside of the eave? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know,
because it's going to be a very visible part of the composition.
We haven't 100% developed it yet, but what we were just talking about it today, and what I'd really like to do is there's a metal ceiling in the canopy, and I think that the soffit should be a metal.
Just extend out through from inside to outside.
Well, I'm not sure it'll be inside.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's the ceiling of the canopy over the gas pumps has a steel deck that you see up there. So I think that's probably what we'd want to do is a steel deck up through here and wrap the fascia so it's the roof comes down, it's a metal fascia and goes up under the deck, mm-hmm. and just keep the whole roof as a metal element.
And consistent in color or different? Or
I think it's the same color, yeah.
Thank you.
Karis?
I like the design. I liked it before.
Good.
I think it looks nice, and the white, I think it's fine. Making things more artistic will work for Goleta.
I got to agree with everybody else on the board. I think this is well done. I especially like the way that you took what was there and then moved it forward over to there by emphasizing and increasing some of the different elements. You really put it into where it was wanting to go. It's too bad about the canopy, but I think this really, it's cool making it, like you said, embracing it and trying to make it more like a sculptural quality. So I think this is successful.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the board's input because I think these angles and what happened with that thing makes it really pulls it together, has much more integrity.
Was there any additional discussion about the landscaping or anything in that project, or is that?
Oh, yes. I did notice that. Did you put bollards out in front as we
turns out
discussed?
We had bollards.
You have bollards already.
They were just dinky, and I didn't know they were there, but yeah. So we do have bollards to protect it where we can. Every inch of the project that can be landscaped is, I think there's a comment about could we add more, and we really can't. But we do have a tree on this end here, which will help mitigate the long line of that roof to the best of our ability.
Aaron, did you want to add anything to the landscaping?
It hasn't changed, so don't have a whole lot to say. But, yeah, that north side has a coral tree and some existing queen palms there. So it's plenty of tree on that side. I think that was a discussion item.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're due for a motion. Would anybody care to make a stab at it?
I'll make a motion to approve the design as proposed with the revisions, taking into concept the findings of staff that are just being distributed to us here.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, so that's the last item on the agenda. So we are moving to item F, announcements by members, if anybody has any announcements or gossip or whatnot. Okay, well, there's none there, so I hereby declare that this meeting is hereby adjourned.